relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
We like to be responsive. We're not here for ourselves. We're here for our nation, for America. And that means you. When you react in truly unprecedented ways to an additional interview we do outside of the regular radio hours last week, we sit down on Skype and do a 50-minute interview with Steve Bannon, the man who took candidate Trump's campaign down 16 points to victory for the first time in American history for a non-politician, non-retired general, and you watch it in record-breaking numbers on YouTube, you send us a signal. The bat sign goes up, the flare is fired, and we did so again earlier today to continue to provide the most up-to-date information on what is unraveling as an election like none other in American history. We again sat down with the former CEO of the Trump 2016 campaign, the host of War Room Pandemic, former U.S. Naval officer Steve Bannon, and we spoke to him for almost an hour. You need to watch that video. That is why we love all of you who are listening to this radio show. We have had a bumper year. The figures are in, and we have had record-breaking response to my taking over the 3 to 6 hour slot. God bless you all, and thank you. And radio remains the most important political medium in America today. However, this is the 21st century. We are in an age of social media, in an age of video content, and you must subscribe now to our YouTube channel. Yes, they're trying to censor us. Yes, right now as we speak on Capitol Hill, the giants of big tech, those billionaire liberals, radicals who hate you and the president, are pretending that they are not assaulting every single one of us who love this nation when we repost or post original content on Twitter, on Facebook, and all the other platforms. But we do not give up. We continue to fight. And one of the most important things you can do is to access information directly. There are a lot of problems with Steve. He is, in many ways, self-destructive. I know him personally. I have done for many years at Breitbart and in the White House and then since the White House. But along with Newt Gingrich and Victor Davis Hanson, he's one of the great strategic minds alive in America today. You need to listen to that interview. And the way you do that is right now, as you're listening to me. If you're driving, be safe. Pull over. If you're at home doing something else or at work, make a note of it. But if you can, right now, go to YouTube. Yes, I know it's owned by Google, but for the time being, that video is going to be up there for the foreseeable future. Search in the search bar of YouTube for Sebastian Gorka, America First, and then find the channel. It's got my photograph with the blue background that we use on Twitter. That's my real channel. And then hit the subscription button for that channel. And then additionally, because they are sneaky, hit the notification bell icon twice. Twice. Later today, after you've listened to all your Salem news programming, you must watch that video. We give you the latest breaking information. I broke news in that interview with regards to Hunter Biden and his service in the military. We give you clips from the incredible interview with former naval officer, Q clearance individual in nuclear energy and weapons, Tony Bobulinski, the CEO of the company that he created on Hunter Biden's request to do business with the Chinese government. You get Steve's response, Steve's analysis, as the man who has seen the Hunter Biden laptop hard drives. And you get his prognosis for what it means right now in battleground states. I'm watching the live feed. The president's plane, Air Force One, has just arrived. It is 12:12 in Bullhead City, Arizona. He has just landed for another incredible rally. What does it mean for the next 6 days? What do you need to know? Now, here is the current state of play. If you take a snapshot of our political battle space across the nation, when it comes to polling figures and early voting, something has changed. There has been a swing. There has been a shift in the last 72 hours. And things are starting to trend very, very positively for the president and the Republican Party. The figures for early voting by Democrats are being challenged and in some states eclipsed by GOP mobilization. We discuss with Steve whether early voting really matters. Are these just individuals who would have voted anyway and who have been scared by the fear tactics of Biden and Harris and all the rest? Or is there something else going on? We look at what is happening in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, in Wisconsin. We look at the fact that, again, Joe Biden simply cannot forget for a second the outrageous corruption and national security threat posed by everything that has been revealed by the crime cartel that is the family of Joe Biden in just the last week. But purely in terms of a political venture, Joe Biden is AWOL. He's absent without leave. He is not on the ballot. And don't give me stuff, oh, he went to Georgia. Who cares if he went to Georgia? The day he did one pathetic event in Georgia, the president was in three different states personally doing rallies in freezing temperatures, at which in the last one, he had more than 20,000 people in attendance. If we didn't have the coverage of the fake news industrial complex, we wouldn't even know that Joe Biden was the nominee. Kamala Harris isn't out there. When the former president, his boss Obama, comes out for two events, he has six people in the room as a former president. If it weren't for the fake news legacy media, we wouldn't even know there was a Democrat candidate. So things are moving in the right direction, but it's still 6 days, and that is a lifetime in politics. It is now up to you. Three for three. He gave us three Supreme Court Associate Justices. Can't you give him three friends that you're going to take to the polling stations, help them fill out their mail-in ballots, or take their ballots to the collection points? Of course you can. Everything is to play for right now. We can do it. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. This is America First. Stay on this channel.
Today, brother, in the middle of a pandemic, in the middle of a pandemic, they have no masks on. He never said anything different. He's putting these people in these positions, and he has no plan to do anything better. No, I'm about a president sending the right message. I'm about a president sending the right message and giving states what they need to fight a pandemic. Because I did the wrong thing.
Why did you get reprimanded by your own apartment building for failing to wear a mask after having been told before?
Why won't the president adjust his messaging?
And went to the
I never
Hamptons.
Broke quarantine.
Everyone knows you broke.
I never broke quarantine.
You deny that.
Happened. Absolutely, 100%.
And then you came home and you pretended to rise up from your basement like Lazarus, even though you had already broken
you
quarantine.
You want to mock my getting sick? You want to mock my getting sick? You can.
I'm not mocking you getting sick.
Of course
sick.
You are.
I'm pointing out that you broke quarantine and went
I
out
never
to your place
broke
at the Hamptons
quarantine
while you were COVID
and
positive.
And you know it. I
and
never
now
did.
You're going to lecture me about
I'm not
who
lecturing
obeys
you.
What rules?
I have always said there needs to be more quoting of the New Testament on CNN, and the one person who has been absolutely stellar recently is Director of Communications for the Trump campaign. You saw him, you heard him right there, Tim Murtaugh. Welcome back to America First.
Oh, thank you very much, Seb. It's great to be with you. I'm sitting here reliving that moment, and it's hard to believe that I actually lived through that. It's kind of surreal hearing
you survived it. You came out of there untouched, unscathed. But I just need to know, Tim Murtaugh, were you making fun of Chris Cuomo being sick?
Well, of course not. And that's, of course, what he said. What I was pointing out is that he sits there and is very self-righteous about all these questions that he's firing at me. Not questions, really, but accusations. And then I want to say, listen, if you're all about following the rules and doing everything that's right, why did you get reprimanded by your own apartment building for refusing to wear a mask in the elevator and coming to and from the building? And why did you break quarantine and go out to your place in the Hamptons and get into an altercation with a guy riding his bike there? And then for the viewers of CNN, have yourself videotaped pretending to come out of your basement, rising like Lazarus, to pretend that you're coming out of a two-week quarantine period when everybody in the world knows that you broke quarantine and you were out at the Hamptons while you were COVID positive. So, you know, I don't really know Chris Cuomo, and I have no doubt that he's a good guy. But, you know, when you go on those shows and all they do is want to roast the Trump representatives, and you have to be able able to give as good as you're going to get. And that's what I go in there and try and do.
And the other clip that we played yesterday, you've held up a color photograph of Fredo Cuomo with his brother, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, where he had a prop Q-tip, a massive 4-foot Q-tip, joking about the size of his brother's nose when he gets the COVID test. And you rightfully pointed out that that's not news. And the response, I have to get your analysis, your response to him. He said, his Fredo's angry response was, yeah, that was damn funny. Isn't he a news host, Tim?
Yeah, well, and also we're at the point here in the conversation when he's trying to accuse the president of never taking the coronavirus seriously.
Correct.
And so I said, you want to talk about a couple of guys who didn't take it seriously? And I held up the picture and said, does this look like two guys? And that was back from in May, I think, when New York was really, really at the height of their coronavirus problem. And there's the governor of New York yucking it up with his brother on CNN, the Cuomo Brothers Comedy Hour, laughing about the size of the Q-tip that his brother would need to take the COVID test. And so I just wanted to point out that while you're here trying to grill me and acting like you're the serious journalist looking for answers, remember that you guys used to regularly have the Cuomo Brothers Power Hour and goof around all the time. So don't tell me you're always serious.
Nicely done. Follow him right now. Tim Murtaugh, Murtaugh on Twitter, director of communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Tim, the president has just landed in Arizona. Give us an update. What are you seeing across the nation? Incredible rallies. Is that enough? What is your message to our millions of listeners and viewers across the nation?
Yeah, what the president is doing is hitting all the battleground states just one after another. He's relentless, really, and tireless. He's in Arizona today, had some Nevada events, and he's going to be in North Carolina, and then headed towards the weekend and in the final stretch here. In the last 48 hours of this race, Seb, president's going to hit 10 states and have 11 rallies in the last 48 hours, which is a remarkable pace that he's going to be able to set. And we see great news. We see great things in all the states that the president's visiting: Florida, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. He was in New Hampshire on Sunday, and he has in recent days been in Minnesota, and the vice president was just in Minnesota day before last. And so those are three states that Hillary Clinton won: New Hampshire, Minnesota, and Nevada. And we really feel like those are ripe for pickups for the president. And he's also going to defend the states that he won. Remember, and the media, I love this, the media always asks me, why is he in Florida? Why is he in North Carolina? He won those states in 2016. Why is he doing that? And I always say, well, first, we're hitting states that Hillary won as well. But guys, remember, if the president won the states that he won in 2016, if he wins them again, he gets reelected.
Yeah.
Did you ever add up the Ecto? Do you remember he is president, right? If he wins again where he won the last time, he wins. That's how the game works.
It's pure math, and incredibly, he's outdoing himself from 2016. Last weekend, 48 hours, 10 states, 11 rallies. That is who Donald Trump is. I'm telling my listeners, it's a very simple deal. Here's Gawker math. The president has given us 3 Supreme Court Associate Justices. How about we pay him back, and each one of us takes 3 of our friends to the polling stations who otherwise wouldn't vote, or get 3 of our friends to fill in their mail-in ballots. What other advice do you have for people? It doesn't matter whether it's a battleground state, whether it's California, whether it's Texas. What is Tim Murtaugh and the president's advice to all those listening out there?
Well, I would say vote early if you can, if you're in a state where you can right now vote in person early. And if there is still time for you, I don't know that this is the case, but get your absentee ballot in or deliver it in person. Otherwise, show up on Election Day. That's absolutely, we know that the Democrats in these states with absentee by mail, they have a lead in mail voting, but it's not big enough. We know what number they have to hit on election for their absentee voting numbers, and they haven't reached it. And in fact, they are cannibalizing their Election Day vote. The people who are voting absentee by mail on the Democrat side are voters that they already had, and they're not new voters. So they're taking away from what their Election Day vote is going to be. We know the president's voters will show up on Election Day. We need to make sure that they absolutely do. Remind your friends, remind your neighbors and your family to turn out and vote on Election Day for President Trump. He is the president who built the world's best economy once, and he's already doing it a second time. Joe Biden is an economic disaster. He always puts China's interests ahead of the United States. He He's going to raise taxes by $4 trillion. And we know, look, you know, Joe Biden is now starting to trying to find alternative paths to 270 electoral votes, because we think his path in Pennsylvania is shut down now because he's been exposed as such a staunch enemy of the energy industry and the fracking industry in PA that would kill 600,000 jobs in Pennsylvania alone, 19 million jobs nationwide. And so Joe Biden's path is narrowing. And as I mentioned, the Democrat states, the Hillary Clinton states that she won in 2016, the president can pick those off. The president has multiple paths to victory, and we feel very good.
Multiple paths to victory, but it's up to us. Vote, vote, vote. Get your friends to vote, and we can reelect the most successful, the most conservative president of the modern age. Follow this man. It's just so fun when he's on TV with people like Fredo. He's Tim Murtaugh, Director of Communications for the Trump 2020 campaign. Call us right now. Sound off. What's happening in your state? 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Millions of listeners, hundreds of stations, live streaming, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TV. Stay on this channel. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. He's speaking right now. He's taken this. I loved it. The Air Force One landed, and this convoy with the beast and all the armored SUVs were being followed slowly by the camera. Like, oh, that's cool. And then the president was walking behind the convoy. He said, I don't need to get in the car. I'm going to walk to the stage. Beautiful day, live in Arizona, Bullhead City. As soon as he says anything truly, truly amazing, we will get the cut and play it for you. But here's a little line, a video line from his Wisconsin rally about the difference between President Trump and Beijing Biden. This is Cut 11, Eric, play cut.
And unlike Biden, who's made a fortune in politics. What a fortune. The press is not allowed to write about that, though. But Biden made a fortune. You know what? This has cost me billions of dollars. And, you know, I could not be happier because we have done things that nobody else could have done in the first 3.5 years.
Being president has cost him billions of dollars. And not just the more than $1 million he's given back to you, the taxpayer, by sending his paycheck back to the government, but the billions he's lost in terms of his businesses. But that's because he was a successful businessman before he became president, unlike Joe Biden, who became a millionaire because he was a politician. I like that new look. Have you seen the new look with the black overcoat and the black gloves? Eric, you like that look, right? You were commenting yesterday. You like that look.
I do. I think the gloves look, they make him look like even tougher than he already is.
It's hard to do, but it's that New York mogul look with those black leather gloves. Okay, guys, we're going to go to your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you haven't done so already, there's a reason he always looks so fresh, fresh as a daisy. It's because he uses Mike Lindell's MyPillow, as do I and all my team. And guess what? There's a new product. The weighted blanket. Wow, I didn't even know. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A for up to 50% off the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, just cuddles your cranium through the night. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Massive discounts if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to Maria in California, line 3.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for taking my call. My concern is that if people wait to get to the polls, they could be so crowded, you know, and if the weather's getting colder, they may just give up and go home. I told my husband, let's get to those polls early in case there's long lines, because look at what this amazing president has done. All his energy, all that he's done for this country, the least we can do is get out there and vote. And even if it takes a long time to vote, I'm just encouraging everybody to get to the polls so they don't have to wait in long lines.
Maria, I've been thinking exactly the same thoughts. Thank you so much. Be ready. We're already seeing 4, 5, 6 hour lines to vote early. You think it's going to be shorter on election day? No way. Take a sandwich, take a water bottle, take a thermos, and get ready for a long day. It's the least you can do after the last 4 years of what the president has done for us. Be ready to stand in line for a long, long day so you can actually exercise our sacred duty. Let's go. Oh, my gosh. Abraham, UAE from the United Arab Emirates, is back. Line 4.
Hello, Dr. Gorka, and a happy belated birthday.
Thank you kindly. What brings you back to our show from so far away, 8,000 miles? Welcome back, my friend.
I want to give you and your listeners an update on the impact of these Abraham Accords.
Abraham is giving an update on the Abraham Accords. I love it. You've got a minute before our break, so tell us what's happened in the UAE since that historic accord was signed.
No visa travel, no visas are needed to travel between Israel and UAE. Most importantly, there's an oil pipeline that's going to be constructed that goes from UAE through Saudi Arabia to Eilat, Israel, which has a pre-existing oil pipeline that was built by Iran, by the Shah in the 1970s. I hope you can do a deep dive and discuss why this is so important, because 75% of the world's oil goes around the Horn of Africa.
Yes.
And China has put a base in Djibouti. They paid, I believe, around $600 million and corrupted that government.
This isn't just, this is so important.
The same way they corrupted the Biden.
Yeah. Very good point. This is so important. This isn't just a diplomatic piece of paper. This is changing the geopolitics of the region and the energy geopolitics as well. Abraham, we're going to save that till after the election. We're going to get some of our best experts in, like Waleed Faris, like Daniel Hoffman. God bless you. Keep safe where you are. This president is changing the world for the better, not just America. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with your calls on 833-33-GORKA. We are broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually attacks the source of your pain, the inflammation, and which is providing liberation from pain for tens of thousands of Americans right now. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Don't you deserve to be the next Reggie? Find out by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. Call them on 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to know. You deserve to be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com.
embarrassing. I ask you one little favor. Get the hell out and vote. The great red wave. At least you're down there with each other. I'm all up here and that wind is blowing up.
He's having so much fun. Three rallies in one day. The wind blowing. It's all right. He's got his sleek black leather gloves on. Get the hell out and vote. That's exactly what we have to do. Just like President Trump and sleepy, creepy Joe Biden honeycombing the country, rallying their supporters. We are coming down to the wire with only 3 days left in my campaign. And I need your help today. Go to SebGorka.com, click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, and make your best possible gift for the future of all of our freedoms. Just listen to ADF's Matt Sharp on why it is so important.
One day it may be your grandmother or your business that comes under attack because you wanting to operate consistent with your faith. And maybe your kid's religious school comes under attack for wanting to teach kids the biblical values that you hold so dear. ADF is always there to stand with people to make sure that their rights are not trampled, that their freedom is always protected, both locally, statewide, and ultimately at the U.S. Supreme Court.
So what's in it for me? Why is it so important to you? If you want to ensure that you can't be told where you can or can't worship, if you want to be sure that you can't be told what you can say or who you can meet with, then you must support the incredible people at the Alliance Defending Freedom that fights for all Americans all the way to the Supreme Court, and they do it for free because of your donations. Please go to SebGorka.com, click on the ADF banner, make your investment of $100, $500, even $1,000, or just whatever you can make your best gift today to support the pivotal court battles that end up protecting all of our rights. That's SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka.com. Or you can phone in your gift at 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. And just to sweeten the pot a little bit, this always seems to work with you guys. You love the exclusive stuff. One of our dear, dear listeners, I'm just going to call him David F. David, you know who you are. Yesterday, I picked up this box from our post box. You should be watching us on YouTube for this live action unboxing. And he has made, he sent in the past these beautiful little computer-controlled aluminum. Is that how you pronounce it in America? Aluminum. Aluminum. Beautiful aluminum blocks of metal engraved, made in the USA underneath. You can use it for whatever you want. Boris and I use it as our special ashtray. You can keep your change in here. If you wear cufflinks, your cufflinks, whatever it is, little things you don't want to lose. I'm going to sign one of these, MAGA Sebastian Gorka, every day for the next 3 days for our biggest donor and mail it to you. These are beautiful, handmade by our buddy. He's got a little note in here. He's made several of them for us. Thank you so much, David. And the biggest donor supporting the Alliance Defending Freedom is going to get a signed special, we call them bung boxes in the UK, where you bung your stuff that is precious and you don't want to lose it. Keep it on your bedside table. You'll get one signed by me with the words Make America Great Again or MAGA. So do it now. Go to SebGorka, SebGorka.com. Make the best donation you can make today so all of our freedoms are protected. Okay, let's go to your calls. 833-334-6752. David in California, line 3.
How are you doing this afternoon, Mr. Gorka?
Pretty good. The time is just flying by, and in the next hour, I will be joined by those giants, Dennis Prager and Hugh Hewitt. So having a whale of a time. What brings you to our show today, David?
Well, two things. I regret missing you guys at the town hall. I had been set to go, but it unfortunately missed it, so that was a downer for me. But
David, thank you for reminding us. We were in California just over a week ago. If you missed our Town Hall 2020 event with amazing fellow Salem hosts, you can watch it for free at salemnow.com, salemnow.com. At the top of the page, we filmed it. You can watch it for free. Thank you, David, for reminding me. But tell us why you called.
Well, I'm calling for this reason. I'm a born and bred Californian. I have never in my life in Southern California seen any kind of love for a president or politician like we're seeing for Trump. In our local areas, it's weekly. We've got people standing out on bridges with Trump signs on corners. It's amazing.
So, David, I'm seeing a couple of photographs, and this is weird, okay, because I consider myself pretty hardcore given my family background. But if I lived in California, I wouldn't even countenance organizing a Trump rally because I'd be thinking, nobody else is going to come.
Right.
But that's not the truth, right?
No, not at all. We're doing parades, flotillas.
Who's in the background? Who's the boss in the background giving you talking points, David?
That's my wife, Angela. Say
busted.
Hello, Angela.
Busted.
Hello.
Hey, so Angela, why aren't you calling into the station?
Because I'm at work and he's not.
I picked her up for lunch.
I see. A little bit of fun at lunchtime. Okay, so Angela, do you concur with David? Are things happening in California, the likes of which we haven't seen before?
Yeah, it's crazy. There's constant parades going on. Even my liberal friends are like, I can't even go to Target. Because they're just constantly getting barraged. And just yesterday outside my window, there was a couple of people walking with huge flags to the overpass and lots of honks for support for a straight 45 minutes. And she was just sitting there plugging her ears. And I was sitting there going, yes, thank you.
This warms my heart. I'm sorry. It takes a certain dose of courage. I don't care who you are, but to go out there in California with your MAGA hat, your Trump flag, stay on the line, David and the boss, Angela. We're going to treat you to a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Guys, California, it's happening. We're going to talk about it with your favorite Jennifer Horn in the last hour after Hugh, after Dennis. We're going to have Amanda Milius. John Milius is the great John Milius in studio, and the president just put on a MAGA hat. He's at a rally, and he asked him, do you want me to put on the MAGA hat? And he put it on, and he is giving his rally speech in his MAGA hat. What a day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. I testify to that. The incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com are all the evidence you need, but then you can find out for yourself if you could be the next Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow. Don't you want a chance to be pain-free? Don't you think you deserve it? I do. Find out today if Relief Factor could work for you. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. I guarantee if you take it morning and evening as I do for 3 weeks that you will find out if it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Call them 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. Do it now.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
Did you see Tucker Carlson's interview with a former naval officer who had been in business with Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski? We shared the audio with the world in our exclusive interview with Steve Bannon an hour long before the show. The only place you can see it, I broke some news there, is on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search for America First, Sebastian Gorka, subscribe to the channel, hit the notifications button, the little bell twice, watch the video after you've listened to radio today. You don't want to miss it. Let's have another cut from the president, a super short one, one of my favorites from yesterday. This is cut 14, the president talking about Beijing Biden. Play cut.
Is there any place you would rather be than a
Trump rally on about a 10-degree evening. 10 degrees. Biden's agenda. The guy's shot. He's shot. He's so gonzo.
Did you see what those scumbags at the Lincoln Project said? The president said assassinate Joe Biden. He said Biden is so shot mentally. That's the level of moral turpitude of people like Steve Schmidt, George Conway, and Rick Wilson. You're just propagandists. Let's go to your cause. Let's go to Art in Cleveland, line 5. Welcome, Art.
Hey, hello there. You know Ohio's a must-win state, and there's just no way Sleepy Creepy's going to win in Ohio. He has no energy here except within the inner city. I was driving down one of the major thoroughways into Cleveland last week, and I started seeing some Trump flags on the opposite side. It was a Trump parade like I've never seen. It went for, I bet you it went for close to 5 miles.
Wow.
I was just seeing huge banners. I'm thinking, you wouldn't see that for Biden.
That's, forget the polls, that's a real metric. But we have to do our part. Get 3 people to vote who otherwise wouldn't vote. Thank you, Art. Let's squeeze in one more. Odie in Florida. Welcome, Odie.
Hey, Dr. Gorky's doing great. Keep it up. Yeah, my message to conservatives is this. We are in a generational battle. So after we win next week, we need to stay engaged so we can keep winning, winning, and winning. Have a good day.
Thank you. Yes, that is Saul Alinsky's rule. God willing, we will win if we do our part. But we don't take a break afterwards. We don't relax. What did Alinsky say in Rules for Radicals? When you win, you pile on. You keep on the assault. In our case, not to destroy America, but to save America. Absolutely right, Odie. It's up to us now. 6 days to go. You can make it happen. We can win. We can get the president reelected. And then we keep on winning, winning, winning. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, our Countdown 2020 special with those giants of Salem Radio, Dennis Prager and Hugh Hewitt next.